It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
Nearly 900 horseshoe pitchers from around the country and globe are in the Wausau area for the two-week World Horseshoe Tournament that wraps up Saturday.
The tournament has divisions for men and women at junior, senior, and elder levels, in addition to open adult competition.
It's the first time Wisconsin has hosted the event in over 20 years.
We're stepping onto the horseshoe court to learn about the sport and the event taking over Greenheck Turner Community Center in Weston.
Alina Lapock of Edgar is youth director for the National Horseshoe Pitchers Association and the Women's Wisconsin State Champion. We spoke last week as competition got underway. You are joining us live from the arena. What is the energy like there around this tournament?
Today's energy is very high. We are finishing our first round of class play and we're awarding world-class champions, second, third place winners. We are high in. We have vendors all over. We're just high energy, high anticipation, and the new shifts are starting tomorrow. It's really high energy and high fun right now.
High fun. How big of a deal is it for Wisconsin and the Wausau area to host this tournament?
This has been years in the making. This is so important for our states. The last time Wisconsin hosted a world tournament was 2003 in Eau Claire. So it is due to be back towards our area. We get so many competitors from East Coast, from West Coast, from the South. We get Canada coming down. We have South African competitors here today. Normally we have Norway and Germany joining us as well. We're in a prime location for so many competitors to be able to be here.
For someone who might not be very familiar with horseshoe pitching, how is this competition at this tournament different from a more, you know, informal backyard toss with your friends?
With horseshoe pitching at the World Tournament, we follow our rules and our regulations. There's the foul lines. There's different age groups are at different distances from the stake. There's a lot more competitiveness, but also friendly banter back and forth. We're a little bit more the top tier for competition from all over. It's not just your local group. We're kind of everybody from all around. So you can truly show that you are the best in the world.
What attracts you to the sport?
For me, this is all about family. Everybody that I see here every year, it's a family reunion. This sport for me started with my grandparents who are no longer with me, but I continue on in their memory. My parents pitch. I have competed. This is my 22nd world tournament that I have attended. And now I have two out of my three children are competing this year, as well as it's so close to home. It's just a generational family for me. And there are people that I meet here that remember when I started at 10 years old, and now they're watching my two children get started. And it's my extended family, and I wouldn't trade them for anything.
A truly family affair. Do you have a special story with the shoes you throw with?
I do. So the shoes that I throw are Sue Snyder Easy Flips. Sue Snyder is a legend in horseshoes. She was with the sport for a very long time. The very first time I was ever competitive and good enough to make the women's championship class, I got to compete against her, and she was my only win. Since then, she has passed from this sport and with us. But I keep her with me by throwing her shoes. I have idols that I grew up watching, and she was one of them. And I got to compete with her against her. And now I keep that going on by throwing the shoe that she designed.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
How do you find a good rhythm in your delivery and get in your zone?
For me, it's all about the repetition. I swing my arms three times. I get my feet set. I don't look at anything but the bottom of the stake, and I throw a one flip. My shoe does one flip in the air to land where it goes, and it's practice. I have fun in backyard bar leagues. I go to a sanctioned league that my mom hosts. I try to get out as much as I can. It's just that constant repetition. But for me, I tune everything out. I get told constantly, how can you practice with three kids running around and talking to you all the time? it's what a mom does first off, but it's just a way to, this is what I do, that it's so natural at this point. It's muscle memory.
Wow. What focus. How popular is horseshoes here in Wisconsin?
Horseshoes is very popular here in Wisconsin. It's getting a comeback. You're seeing it more and more in leagues around areas. More people are becoming sanctioned. They're finding out how big this sport is. I can't tell you the exact number of Wisconsin pitchers. They might know that. I want to say it's over 120 people here from Wisconsin that are just here competing. And those are those that are just competing, not even those that are able to make it.
Hmm. And I bet it's so fun to see those competitors from around Wisconsin and to see it growing in your home state.
It is. This is one of the years that we've had the most youth from Wisconsin here competing. And I love seeing all of them growing. I've known most of them for years now that I've been able to watch them grow in the sport. They started at 9, 10 years old, and now they're finishing at 16, 17, 18 years old. Some of them are even coming back now to pitch in the adult leagues. It's awesome to see Wisconsin growing the way it is.
As the youth director for the National Horseshoe Pitching Association, how do you get young people involved? I mean, even your own kids, how do you get these youth involved in the sport?
We offer a unique variety compared to other sports. It's not a high-cost sport, and it's something you can continue on until you're 80, 90 years old. We have pitchers here in their 80s. It's a family sport. You can play it with your mom and your dad and your grandpa and your aunt and your uncle, and you can continue this sport on for a lifetime. This isn't something you only do in high school or little league. This is a sport that truly continues on where you can stay competitive and you can stay at the top of your game for as long as you desire to. And the fact that you get to travel and see the world. I've been to so many different states from with my parents that it's our family vacation every year where we go and we travel and we meet everyone and we see all these new places. There's a lot of opportunity. You win quite a bit of scholarship money. I had my entire first year of college paid for just from scholarships from horseshoes.
Wow. So as the current women's Wisconsin state champion, what is this journey like for you? Do you have your eyes set on a national championship?
I would love to win a women's world championship. I actually won a junior girls world title in 2006. I had to beat out my older sister for it. And that was an intense tournament. The same thing with our state tournaments as a junior girl. Now at the women's level, my sisters don't compete as much, but I made more sisters in the women's division. And I truly am friends and family with them. They are great competitors, but at the end of the day, we're friends. And I want everyone to do well. I would love to win a world title. That is on my bucket list to get done at some point. I know I have many more years to do it, but that is the ultimate goal, is to win a women's world title.
The Wausau area will host the world championship again in 2029, which I'm sure you have your eye on as well. Is that special for Central Wisconsin to have this community of people here now and then coming back in you know, just a handful of years later?
It's going to make the experience that much better. There's things that we're finding here that we can improve on. It's already an amazing tournament, an amazing facility. This is the best facility I've ever competed in. Not that I'm biased, but it is the best facility I have ever competed in. And we're only going to improve it and make it better by 2029 and get even more competitors here and get more people here that are going to truly have a passion and showcase our sport in the best light.
Alina, all the best to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Alina Lapak is the youth director for the National Horseshoe Pitchers Association and the current Women's Wisconsin State Champion. She joined us from the site of the 2026 World Horseshoe Tournament underway in Weston. Now we're taking a step back to see what impact this two-week event is having on the Wausau area and how the community is embracing the sport. For that, we go to Tim White, Executive Director of Visit Wausau, the region's tourism organization. Tim, thanks for being here.
Oh my gosh, it's an honor to be here.
It was almost 2 years ago that Visit Wausau announced that the Green Heck Turner Community Center would be hosting not only this year, but 2029 World Horseshoe Tournament. What did it take for your community to be selected for the events?
It takes a lot of work, right? It takes years. And so, you know, obviously we have to meet any kind of event coordinators years ahead of time. We have to pitch them on why our area and our facilities are top notch. But I think that the main thing that we have to sell anybody on is our hospitality, right? Like our ability to be able to take care of them while they're here, to provide not only their staff and volunteers, but the participants, of course, just a great experience. And so, you know, we package those things together in advance so that when we meet with them, we can really kind of showcase exactly what we have. And then when they experience it, it's even better. It's kind of the same thing of, right, like taking a picture of something that's amazing and you're like, you just don't get the same essence of it as if you're there. When you're there, it's like, my gosh. And so that's been the fun response here from the NHPA. They were like, oh my gosh, this place is amazing. And that just tickles us pink.
What kind of economic impact are you anticipating for the Wausau area?
So we did some studies. We were able to, we use a really cool data set from a company called Zartico, and shout out to them all the time because of what we can do with it. We were able to look at the past number of World Horseshoe Tournaments and see the economic impact both in Salt Lake City and the Tri-City area. And we were able to take a look at the number of registered pitchers at those times. So we have an almost 40% increase in horseshoe competitors that are at this tournament right now. Mm-hmm. And so the economic impact in both those areas, you know, was anywhere from $1 to $2 million of total economic impact. But with the amount of attendees, competitors, visitors, we're looking at an impact between $2 to $4 million. And that's, you know, we're way above our baseline in terms of total spend in the area. Already we're seeing it, but we're looking at a total spend of 101 to 115% above what's typical. So
you also need the community to pitch in. I would imagine you would, you know, need certainly your businesses to be all in. You probably are needing some volunteers here and there. How have you seen the community respond so far?
We've seen the community just rally together. So as you know, the greater Wausau area is made up of a number of smaller municipalities, and they have jumped on board with both financial volunteer support. The municipalities have just been so supportive. The Lodging Association has been so supportive in, you know, basically setting rates and welcoming. Even CWA, we have a welcome sign at the Central Wisconsin Airport as well. And, you know, the local horseshoe pitchers in the state and in the region are doing the bulk of the heavy lifting in terms of volunteering. And they're just, wow, I couldn't be more pleased and happy with, you know, everything from, you know, putting the tournament clay together to running the event, the judges that come in. The community has really rallied. The restaurants and, you know, food and beverage folks have been great. We did a pass for 2 weeks. We have an online pass for the horseshoe tournament where if somebody goes in, they can check in right at the restaurant that they're at and even get a discount, kind of like an online coupon kind of thing. So we just worked really hard at, you know, all rallying together to make, again, this the best World Horseshoe Tournament ever. The hospitality, that's really what we're committed to rolling out and having them experience what Central Wisconsin hospitality is all about.
But Tim, how is your horseshoe game?
Well, I don't know if you heard. So I hadn't pitched in a few years. but I pitched the ceremonial pitch.
Okay.
And an hour before that, I had two practice tries just to get a feel for the range. I got some tutoring from a really good horseshoe pitcher and threw the ceremonial pitch and I got a ringer and that
no I was kidding
told, what? Yep, that I was told was the first ringer of a ceremonial pitch ever in World Horseshoe Tournament. So and then there was a 50-50 raffle and I put some money in there and I won that.
Oh my goodness. So, wow,
sounds rigged, doesn't it?
Well, Tim, I wish you many more ringers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Tim White is executive director of Visit Wausau. He talked about the region hosting the World Horseshoe Tournament. And earlier, we heard from Wisconsin women's state horseshoe champion, Alina Lapock.